We need more of them with the current movie scene being what it is, but there's only one non-commercial this week. It is tonight. Splendor in the Grass, Natalie Wood and Warren Beatty in 1920s Kansas with a script by William Inge. The al fresco movie at 129 North Rock Island starts at 8 p.m. tonight. I was warned by my best friend that Sex and the City 2 would be beyond male understanding, and even the four ladies I consulted after the show agreed with that. They loved the movie, laughed hilariously at it, but rated it 3 instead of 4 because they admitted it had no plot and was mostly about dresses and shoes. Sarah Jessica Parker plays a writer, but except for an adolescent sulk over a bad review, we learn nothing about publishing, unless you count that a woman who has been married for 2 years and doesn't seem to be doing well at it can publish a book of advice about marriage. Cynthia Nixon plays a corporate lawyer, but we learn nothing about what a corporate lawyer does except be unappreciated if she is female. Kim Cattrall is a marketer of sufficient importance to raid an all-expenses-paid week in Abu Dhabi for her and 3 irrelevant friends, but we see nothing of her at work, and all she learns about Abu Dhabi is how a woman wearing a burqa eats a French fry. And Kristen Davis doesn't even learn that, because to the surprise of her lady buddies, she is thinking about her family instead of noticing Muslim eating habits. Davis is the only one of these women who lives on a humble enough level for me to recognize, but even she is horrified at the thought of flying coach class. What the ladies do is threefold. Sit around ultra-fancy restaurants drinking out of tubular long-stem glasses, talking about men, and wearing dresses. The key man on Sex and the City, too, would seem to have been costume supervisor Mark Agnes. But with 10 costumers credited, 4 assistant costume designers, 2 background costumers, 2 costume assistants, another costume supervisor, and a costume designer named Patricia Field, it is not easy for a garage sale shopper like me to decide where the merit should go. There is no shoe designer listed, which seems ungrateful considering how the ladies feel about shoes. Since at least 20 minutes of the 2.5 hours are devoted to plot, I guess we should mention that neither Parker nor Davis is sure her husband can be trusted for a week, and Parker is not sure she can be. The men are sympathetic characters if you think they should put up with these women. There is no significant development in characterization, though there are gestures. It may be that the color white has some kind of symbolic value. Even the camels are white. All problems are handled by shopping, especially for high-heeled shoes. One piece of advice for women, who reportedly make up 90% of ticket buyers for this shopping guide: leave your men at the bowling alley or someplace, because if they stay with you all the way through Sex and the City 2, they will not be in a mood you'll want to deal with. Jim Erickson, over and out.